Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. I'm Bob, and I'm reading from a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. Today we're visiting Romania, a mother and her daughter in Romania. Not today's Romania, this will be some years back. All the prisoners were upset to see the little girl in prison with her mother. Even the prison director said, "Why don't you take pity on your daughter? If you'll give up being a Christian, you both can go home." The woman was understandably torn inside. She had been imprisoned with her child after protesting the arrest of her pastor. But she agreed to deny her faith to keep her daughter from suffering. 2 weeks later, the communists forced her to shout from a stage in front of 10,000 people, "I am no longer a Christian." Well, on their return home, the little girl turned to her mother and said, "Mommy, today Jesus is not satisfied with you." The mother tried to explain that she did this out of love. The little girl looked at her mother with conviction beyond her years and said, "I promise, if we go to prison again for Jesus, I will not cry." Her mother cried, overcome with pride and love for her daughter and convictions for her own weakness. As she cried out to God for strength in a difficult decision, she went back to the prison director and said, "You know, you convinced me to deny my faith for my daughter's sake, but she has more courage than me." They both returned to prison, and the little girl kept her promise. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua of the Israelites faced a difficult challenge, picking up where Moses left off and leading God's chosen people onward. Was it dangerous? Undoubtedly. Was Joshua apprehensive? Probably. Joshua received God's promise to be with him, giving Joshua the same confidence as the child in our story. Both Joshua and the child realized early in life that they would need God's presence to succeed. God commands us to fortify ourselves with courage and the knowledge that He will never forsake us. In the face of trials, courage often flees. In times of trouble, choose to trust God's promise that He will be with you. Be obedient and courageous today. Amen. If you'd like your own copy of Extreme Devotion, it is not free, but you can get in touch with The Voice at VOM.org, the people at Voice of the Martyrs, The Voice at VOM.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and this audio is being released on the 26th of February, 2023. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.